You're listening to KNKX. You may have noticed more and more food service providers changing the kinds of disposable utensils you get with your takeout. In Seattle, a ban on plastic straws and cutlery officially kicks in this weekend. As of July 1st, all eateries in city limits are required to provide straws and utensils that can be composted. Many are already in compliance. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to visit one of them that has a special challenge.
QQ Taiwanese Bites is a new place on 6th and Battery. The concept is for high-quality, fast-casual, authentic Chinese food. Owner and founder Yuling Wong has a well-known sit-down restaurant in Bellevue called Facing East, where you can still find plenty of plastic takeout containers. But at this place, she wanted to only use compostables.
I try to do 100%, but there are some parts I can't really find it in compostable.
She says she spent a couple of years looking for containers at trade shows, so more than 90% of what she uses for takeout here is compostable, including some special soup spoons. Her beverages come in custom-made glass jars with recyclable plastic lids. Most of the straws are paper. But manager Ya Chen Ho says the one item they couldn't source sustainably is the colorful jumbo straws used to suck up the chewy tapioca balls in their bubble tea.
It's a very special one because it's very big and a different regular straw. So I think we try our best.
And the good faith they're showing here is what compliance officers with Seattle Public Utilities are looking for. The ban on plastic straws starts July 1st. But the city says their overarching goal is waste reduction. They'll be working with food service providers to help them come into compliance and won't start charging the $250 fine stipulated in the law for another year. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.